The U.S. is getting left behind in the global trade arena by not moving forward with pending free trade agreements with Colombia, Panama, and South Korea. That's the assessment of former chief ag trade negotiator Alan Johnson. He says he is encouraged, however, about advancing trade, including the FTAs, after President Obama's State of the Union address.
Frankly, we have three free trade agreements sitting on the table ready to be considered today. That would be huge opportunities for U.S. agriculture that he seemed to imply he wanted to move forward with, too. So those are, I guess, some positive signs, but you have to see where the rubber meets the road and we actually submit those agreements to Congress and Congress passes them. I frankly think the votes are there to pass them, just that so far the Democratic leadership and the Congress have not wanted to take it up.
Johnson says one obstacle to Congress approving any of the free trade agreements yet this year is that 2010's an election year. Johnson also sees little chance of getting a WTO agreement in 2010, as the president hasn't even filled key trade positions within the administration.
You have to say that it's a ways off. I mean, the reality is that the people that would be negotiating such an agreement for the United States, including my old position, aren't even filled yet in the Obama administration. Both the ambassador to Geneva and the agriculture ambassador positions have not been filled yet.
He says without a more aggressive trade agenda, the U.S. is in jeopardy of losing its competitive edge as other countries around the world are striking bilateral agreements almost daily. For AgriPulse, I'm Stuart Doan reporting.